Hey, this is Brother Jim. On to part six, Mark's sermon on building an ark. We're going to finish up with this part.
That was the first and the foundational church, the mother church, if you will. After Cornelius, Peter baptized Cornelius. Where did he go? He went to the Jerusalem church and explained to them. They confronted him. He explained it all to them.
Yeah, so Mark is saying that the church in Jerusalem, the body in Jerusalem, was the mother church. And it's true, that's where the faith started, with the Jews that were believing on Jesus as the Messiah. But here's the problem. Again, in the last days, we're not going to have it as it was then. If you read the scriptures, you clearly see that. In order to have all those bodies, you need lots of believers. In order to have elders, you need men raising up that are biblical, knowledge, experienced, and mature. You need believers. Look around you, folks. This is a dry, vast desert for true biblical believers in America and the world right now. Mark Bullen doesn't have a biblical body. He has a man-made program. The Mennonites don't have it. The Kingdom Christians don't have it. The Baptists don't have it. The Lutherans don't have it. The Evangelicals don't have it. The Mormons, Roman Catholic, Jehovah Witnesses. Where's the true body of Christ? Oh, it's scattered with people all over the world, in their homes, in barns, in fields. It's not established as it was in the first century. It's clear to see that. Mark Mullen's blind and thinks his program that he made is God's body? Oh, no. And let me show you, coming up right here, how void of truth, biblical truth, Mark Bullen is. Listen in.
When there was a question about the Gentiles being grafted in, that's what they did. Can you show me an example in Scripture where someone was saved yet did not pursue God's salvation program when they learned about it?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, Mr. Bullen. And I'm going to show you that scripture right now. So let me read to you from Acts chapter 8, verse 36. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, this is the story of Philip and the eunuch, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Remember, Mark pours. You see how biblical baptism was done down in the water? Verse 39, "And when they both came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing." Remember where the eunuch was from? He's from Ethiopia. He had come to Jerusalem. The Bible says he went on his way rejoicing. It doesn't say he went and joined the Judean church. It doesn't say he put himself under a bishop. There's your example, Mr. Bullen. I can show you somebody who was touched by the Spirit of God, born from above, and then he went on his way, and God probably used him wherever he was going. Just thought I'd help you there. You asked about that. And that scripture clearly shows it.
Brother Mark, the thief on the cross, he pursued God's salvation program as soon as he learned about it. Okay? That's all he could do.
Well, I just showed you in Acts 8, Mark, what you asked for. And so it shows that you haven't studied that out, just like when you asked me, where's tunics in the Bible? I had to show him that as well. So I hope he'll learn from that. Yep, the eunuch went on his way. He didn't go and join the Judean church. The church is not our salvation, folks. I'll say it like I said in one of the first parts. Salvation is of Christ. And the New Testament body is the fruit of many people saved coming together by the Spirit of God, not the root of it. You don't come into the body and then work it to find your salvation like an ark. You come through repentance and belief in Christ and faith. You're born from above. You enter into the New Testament body then you have to obey and endure. But the body is not our ark. Jesus Christ is our ark. Mark Bullen is so very wrong and heretical.
In very uncomely circumstances. Let's stand together.
Remember in a sermon, Mark said he knew that if he didn't tell them to sit down, they'd keep standing. Sit down, stand up, kneel, sing, pray, give your money, come to the program. This is a man-made program. It's not spirit-led. It's how you train dogs. It's how you mind control people. Mark says you need to be brainwashed in a clinic. Yep, that's in his book. To enter into the kingdom of God. Can't believe people sit through this corrupt theology from a corrupt, wicked, heretical man. Recently, I need to say this. I have another sermon I need to review that he did. He called me the devil. Yeah. In Mark's sermon on 1 Timothy 3 on the roles or qualifications of an elder, he called me out by name, and Mark called me the devil. Yet Mark has never sent one piece of correction to my testing. He's never once proved anything I've said isn't true. You see, I use his word for word to document what I say about him. But Mark has called me the devil. I love you, Mr. Bullen. You're not going to win this. God's truth is going to win. You're being defeated. You're looking foolish. You're looking fleshly. People see you squirming. And it's not going to get any better until you repent. Let's finish up Mark Bullen's sermon here.
I am not preaching this to you because you do not know it or because all of you are failing in it. Okay? You are sacrificing in your offerings. You are sacrificing in your time. A lot of these young people are memorizing great amounts of scripture. We got Sunday school teachers working hard with the children. You know, some of you, it's hard to even move here and get a job and support a family so you can be a part.
All right, so let's stop right there. So there you go. There's the big problem. You got to move there, get a move your family there, get a job to support them so you can come be a part of this. Why can't you be the body of Christ right where you are like Mark did when he traveled with his family? Why do you have to go and be part of this New Testament body here? It isn't even a biblical body. Why can't you stay where you are with your family, one other family? Because it's not a program. Because it's not building Mark's legacy. Because then he can't control you. Then he can't get your tithe and your offering. You see, Mark has so much to gain from everything he does. His legacy, his building, his ego, his pocketbook. Selling the things of God, selling books. I have none of those things. I don't want to be an elder. I don't have a building. I don't sell the things of God. Mark has a hard time trying to expose me because he can't do it theologically. And he also can't do it personally. The only thing he can do is he did in the past reach back to my pre-Christ divorce and remarriage that he told me in the beginning I was forgiven of. But then he reached back and beat me with it, asking me where my wife and my children, my grandchildren are. He's a wicked man. It's right on my testing. Wicked, carnal, fleshly man. Don't move to be part of this, folks. You'll be deceived. You'll go backwards. You know, recently in that sermon where he called me the devil, he told me I have blood on my hands because I'm warning people not to come to him. I'm going to warn everybody I can. Don't go to Mark Bullen. Get in the scriptures. Repent, be born from above. Obey God. Learn what the New Testament looks like. Don't be part of a man-made dead program. I'm warning you because I love my neighbor. Let's finish this up.
But I want you to know, every step is necessary and important. Every step of walking with God, building the ark, all of that is keeping you in the grace of God. If you found grace, you've got to stay there in that grace. You can't fall from the grace of God. Like, okay, Seth and a group of people were calling upon the name of the Lord. By the time it got to Noah, they had all fallen away except Noah and his family. Or died. Not all of them fell away. Some of them died. But what I'm saying is, the population is growing. Okay? Where's everybody at? For me...
Well, the answer to that is we're in the last days. We're in the great falling away. We're in the apostasy. You're not going to have biblical bodies. Very few, if any. And I'll say it again. I know of no body organized in a religious building that is fully biblical. And I travel the country for years now. What does that say? It says the Bible is true. It says there'll be a small remnant left at the end. It says many will fall away into false religion and programs of man. They won't be true saints.
Me, for you, for your children, for your grandchildren, the safest, wisest, and only place to find grace is in the working of our ark, the building of our ark that God has given us to build. Any questions?
Okay, so he ends it by saying it again. The only place to find the grace of God is building the ark, which he says is the New Testament program. So if you are cut off, if you are not with New Testament believers, you have no hope of salvation, folks. This is the theology of corrupt Diotrephes lording over Mark Bullen. It's all made to convince you, convict you, coerce you to move there, become part of his program, build his legacy so he can wear his black reverend suit in front of more people. So he can, I believe his goal is to be a paid positioned pastor. He's talked about that a little bit. It takes money, he says, to go out and preach the gospel. Really? I do it and I don't take anyone's money, Mark. I'm all self-funded and I travel full-time. I think Mark is striving for a paid position in his elderly years. So he's trying to convince more people to come there. And I'm doing my best to keep people from not being deceived. We're almost done.
Well, I thought it was times where people who have either left here or not come here, or people we know, relatives, this and that, who were not in tune, therefore they did not receive that grace of understanding, and they did not pursue what we see as building the ark. Where are their children today and grandchildren? What has happened to them? And if they had had a biblical ark that they were all working on together, and mom and dad were praying about it and giving money and time and energy and thankful for it, and all the children were working at it and memorizing their verses, and this was a family project, we're helping to build the ark of God, then where do you think those children would be and grandchildren if they had all stayed focused? You see, we need something to do. We need to be kept busy and focused. Otherwise, we all just kind of drift away.
All right, I got to stop it there, and we're about done. So we need something to do, and that's why we got to sit in church every Sunday and Wednesday. How ridiculous. We have our commission, Mark. And if you have enough believers, you will have God build his New Testament body. You don't need to do it. I don't need to do it. But we strive on in Christ. Salvation is an individual thing between us and God. We're not saved as a collective. I proved that in Revelation 2 and 3. And Mark says, where will their grandchildren be if they don't have the biblical body? Well, if they had a biblical body, that'd be great. The problem is, Mark's grandchildren can memorize scripture, can sit in church every Sunday, but his sons and his daughter-in-laws and his grandchildren are still going to hell. because they have a false gospel. They don't believe in being born from above. Well, wait, Nathan believes in that. Then Mark said no. Samuel said people in the Old Testament are born again. Mark agreed with that, but he says you got to have the Holy Spirit. Go listen to my other testings. Mark's confusion on being born again. You'll see how he comes in and out of a biblical gospel. See, he listens to Finney, Charles Finney, and the Bible a little bit. Mark's very confused. So Mark thinks if you sit in a religious program, your children and your grandchildren are going to heaven. Do you know how many Catholics, Baptists, Mennonites, and people like Mark's religious bodies are going to be in hell? That's not the fruit that you're born of God, sitting in a man-made program. So I think there's one more part. Hold on, one more part.
Way pursuing a dollar bill or some fun or recreation. God knows that. God says, build the ark.
He just said, are people going out and earning a dollar and doing some other recreation? Does his son Noah fall under that? Noah, instead of building another ark or going out and preaching the gospel or going out and starting another New Testament body, he's studying to be an airline pilot. Huh. That sounds like trying to earn a good dollar, doesn't it? Mark's just a farmer and a metal roofer. His son wants to be an airline pilot, but yet Mark's telling everybody else, you got to be part of the program. Every Sunday, by the way, Noah's gone for 6 months from the program. I guess he gets a special exemption from Bishop Bullen. I think he mentions his book here right at the end.
Hey, today we are talking about God making us gold, burning away the dross. That's what that book, God's Crucible, is all about. That's the biblical church life. It's God's crucible. If you stay in a biblical church and learn to have long-term brotherhood and long-term relationships, and you learn to pray together, and you learn to rebuke one another, and you learn to take it and give it, God is working the gold aspect. And it keeps...
All right, I think we're going to leave it right there. Look up the crucible. Mark Bullen exposed. My testing comes up. Mark makes it all sound so good, doesn't he? Fellowship, accountability. Mark has a false gospel. Mark has a contract to sign to take communion there. Mark extracts your money for a building that you don't need. Mark says he's the chairman of the board. Mark doesn't teach biblical dress for men. Mark baptizes wrong. Mark controls the Lord's Supper wrong. Mark is a mean-spirited, fleshly, hateful man. He's lying and slandering about me. He says I hate them. No evidence. He calls me the devil. No evidence. He says I slander them. No evidence. Go look up my testing at don'tperish.com on the Unbiblical Teachers page. Look up Mark Bullen, Living Faith Christian Fellowship, or just Google on the internet. Living Faith Christian Fellowship Exposed. My testing comes up all over. Go see how I've documented everything like I've done here to rightly divide the Word of God, to lovingly warn my neighbor. I've studied to be approved, 2 Timothy 2:15. I don't want you deceived by men like Mark Bullen. He's a wicked Diotrephes that only wants his own way. He can't give an answer to my testing, and I'll leave you with this. Remember what I said. The New Testament body is the fruit of a bunch of people's salvation, not the root. Mark makes it the goal and the ark to save you. Jesus Christ is our ark. Let me leave you with a scripture verse. Let me leave you with Romans 8, starting with verse 31. For what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spareth not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Folks, Christ is our hope of salvation, not a religious system, not some program made by a man. Seek after the things of Christ. Repent and obey the gospel. See his finished work, his shed blood. Be born from above. Then strive right where you are. And if you have other believers around you, God will assemble you into a body. If you don't have other believers, be a Noah in your generation. Obey God. You don't have to build an ark. Obey God. Jesus Christ is our ark. Obey Christ in spirit and truth, looking for his coming until the end. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope you've enjoyed this. I have another series I need to do on Mark's sermon, 1 Timothy 3, qualifications of a bishop. Remember, he called me a devil. I'm going to address that because I love Mark. I love those people. They're being so deceived. I want better for them. Hey, till next time, I hope you have a glorious day. Shoot me an email. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.